Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And today, we're going to be taking a look at IBM.
IBM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their Q3 2024 earnings report.
Earnings report.
We've got their 10Q in front of us. We've also got the earnings call transcript.
All the good stuff.
We're going to try to figure out what this all means.
Exactly.
You know, you sent this to us, and you're probably wondering, like, are they actually making this big shift?
Right.
To hybrid cloud and AI that they keep talking about.
Yeah. Are they really doing it?
And if so...
Is it working?
Well, so...
I think a good place to start is with Red Hat. You know, okay. They've been highlighting Red Hat as kind of a major part of this transformation.
Yeah. And the numbers from Red Hat are pretty amazing. Since IBM acquired them, their revenue has doubled.
It's incredible.
With a compound annual growth rate in the mid-teens... And their flagship product, OpenShift, has grown more than tenfold. That's pretty impressive.
It really is. It's definitely a sign that their strategy is gaining some traction, focusing on these higher growth areas like hybrid cloud.
Yeah. But we're going to have to look at the whole picture of like how IBM is doing overall.
Of course, we have to look at the whole picture.
And Q3 to really figure out what's going on.
Right. Exactly.
So let's get into Q3.
Okay.
What jumped out at you when you looked at the report?
Well, the software revenue really jumped out at me. It grew by 10%, which is pretty healthy.
You got 10% growth.
Yeah, and that actually beat what analysts were expecting. So that's a really good sign that their focus on hybrid cloud and AI, which is where a lot of their software revenue comes from, that it's starting to pay off.
Makes sense, but I'm guessing it's not all good news.
Well, yeah, not exactly.
Not exactly.
Consulting revenue was flat, which IBM attributed to a dynamic market environment.
Dynamic market environment.
Which basically means...
I was reading between the lines.
Yeah. Clients are being a little cautious with their spending, maybe because of like broader economic uncertainty.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a mixed bag so far.
Yeah, for sure.
What about infrastructure?
Okay.
This is where their legacy businesses are.
Right. So infrastructure revenue was down 7%.
Okay.
And IBM explained this by saying that they're at the end of a product cycle, particularly for their mainframe systems.
Right. And I remember from the earnings call transcript that even though mainframe revenue is declining, you know, their IBM Z systems are still exceeding the revenue of prior cycles at the same point.
Interesting.
Plus installed capacity is up 30%. So that seems like a good sign for future upgrades.
Yeah, it's kind of a classic cash cow scenario, right?
Yeah.
These mainframes, they generate a lot of revenue. But
yeah.
The question is, for how long can they keep milking this cash cow as technology evolves? Or are they going to need to find new sources of growth?
Right. And speaking of cash cows, their storage business is actually gaining market share.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which is a bright spot within that infrastructure segment.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a reminder that even within declining segments, you can still find pockets of opportunity. But to really get the full picture, we need to look beyond just the revenue.
Okay.
And look at some of these key financial indicators.
Yeah, let's unpack those numbers.
Okay.
What should we be paying attention to?
So one really important metric is operating profit margin.
Operating profit margin.
And this tells us how much profit IBM is making for every dollar of revenue.
Got it.
And the good news is it's up.
Okay.
A healthy 150 basis points year to date.
Okay.
Which means they're exceeding their own projections. So they're squeezing more profit out of each dollar.
So they're getting more efficient.
Exactly. They're doing a good job managing their costs, which is especially important now with this challenging economic environment.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that efficiency also helps with free cash flow.
Absolutely. Free cash flow is crucial.
Yeah.
They're on track to hit $12 billion in free cash flow for the year.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's driven largely by growth in their adjusted EBITDA, which is a measure of operating profitability. Basically, they're making a lot of cash, which gives them flexibility to invest in growth areas, buy back stock, pay dividends, or even make acquisitions.
Speaking of investments, let's talk about where they're putting their money.
Yeah.
They've been making some big bets lately.
They have. And it seems like those investments are very much aligned with their, you know, overall strategic direction. So they're putting a lot of resources into Red Hat.
Makes sense given how well it's doing.
It makes sense.
And it sounds like from the earnings call, they're not just letting Red Hat grow on its own, you know, organically.
Yeah.
They're actually building new capabilities like Ansible 2.5 for automation.
Right.
RHEL AI for bringing AI to like the operating system level, and then OpenShift AI for managing AI workloads in the cloud.
Yeah, they're definitely building on Red Hat's success and making sure it stays, you know, a key differentiator for them in this hybrid cloud market. And then, of course, another area where they're investing heavily is generative AI.
Yeah.
And their approach here is really interesting.
I was really intrigued by this from the earnings call transcript. They seem very focused on making generative AI work for businesses.
Yeah.
You know, enterprise adoption. And one of the key things they highlighted was that clients can refine and customize the AI models.
Right.
Without having to share those improvements back to IBM.
Interesting.
So that seems like a pretty smart way to address the intellectual property concerns.
Right.
That businesses might have about using generative AI.
Yeah, it gives them more control and flexibility.
Yeah.
Which could be a big selling point.
Definitely. And it sounds like they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're building out this big, you know, Gen AI consulting business to help clients actually implement these solutions.
Right. They want to be more than just a technology provider. They want to be like a trusted advisor.
Yeah, a partner.
Yeah, a partner.
To help businesses actually use this stuff.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's acquisitions.
Yeah, they've been busy on that front.
So they just closed the deal on Apptio, which is a company that specializes in cloud cost management and optimization.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're in the process of acquiring HashiCorp.
HashiCorp.
Which, pending regulatory approval. But HashiCorp is a leader in cloud automation tools.
So they're kind of snapping up all these companies that help strengthen their cloud and automation capabilities.
Exactly. It all feeds into that hybrid cloud strategy.
Yeah. Seems like it's all coming together.
Yeah. They're definitely making moves. But it's interesting because at the same time, they're making these big investments.
Yeah.
They're also very focused on cost discipline.
Yeah, they mentioned targeting $3.5 billion in annual cost savings by the end of 2024.
Wow.
Which is up from their initial goal of $3 billion.
They're really tightening their belts.
Yeah, squeezing efficiencies out of, you know, every nook and cranny.
Yeah, it's a classic example of balancing growth with profitability. You know, they're trying to tighten their belts.
Yeah.
While also investing in future growth.
Yeah.
It's a tricky balancing act.
It's like they're playing financial chess or something.
Exactly. They're making these strategic moves to position themselves for success.
Right. So with all these pieces in play, what's next for IBM?
Yeah.
What do they see happening the rest of 2024 and beyond?
Well, according to the earnings call transcript, they're expecting continued revenue growth in Q4.
Okay.
Primarily driven by that double-digit growth in software that we talked about.
Business.
And they're also raising their full-year guidance for operating margin expansion.
Okay, so they think they can keep improving their profitability.
Yeah, they seem confident about that. And then looking even further out to 2025, they're pointing to a few key growth drivers.
Okay.
The new mainframe cycle.
Right.
Continued momentum from Red Hat.
Uh-huh.
Wider adoption of generative AI, and then contributions from all these recent acquisitions.
It sounds like they've got a lot going on.
They do. They've got a lot of irons in the fire.
But even with all this positive momentum, there's still some, you know, risks and uncertainties we have to consider, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest ones is just the overall macroeconomic environment.
Right. If the economy goes south.
Yeah. If the economy weakens, it could definitely impact client spending.
Yeah.
And slow down IBM's growth.
So even with a good strategy and good execution, you know, stuff outside their control could still really affect them.
Yeah. That's the reality of doing business, you know, in this global environment.
And then there are other risks that are kind of more specific to IBM.
Right.
Like that ongoing tax dispute with the IRS.
Yeah, that was mentioned in the 10Q report.
It involves billions of dollars related to certain cross-border transactions.
Yeah, those legal battles can be a real headache. They can drag on for years.
Yeah, and potentially, you know, hurt their financial performance.
Exactly. And it's a reminder that, you know, even these huge companies aren't immune to these challenges.
So a lot is riding on how they manage these risks.
Yeah.
And whether those big bets they're making actually pay off.
Yeah.
Seems like a really interesting future for IBM.
It's full of uncertainty. Yeah.
But it raises a key question.
What's that?
Can IBM actually become a tech titan again in this crazy landscape that we're in?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground. You know, their strategic shift, their financial performance, their big investments, and even some of the risks they're facing. Seems like they're making some pretty bold moves to reposition themselves for the future.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, one thing that really stands out to me is their commitment to hybrid cloud and AI.
Yeah.
They clearly see this as the future of computing, and they're really investing a lot to make sure they're a leader in this area.
Yeah. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's also about how they're helping clients actually use it.
Right.
You know, their focus on consulting and those strategic acquisitions we talked about.
Exactly. They're trying to build a whole ecosystem around hybrid cloud and AI, make it easier for businesses to make that switch and really see those benefits.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting how they're balancing that growth strategy with, you know, financial discipline.
Like they're cutting costs and improving efficiency while also investing in all these new things.
Yeah, it's a tricky balancing act.
Yeah.
But it shows that they're really thinking about the long term. You know, they're not just chasing the latest trends. They're really trying to build a sustainable foundation for future growth.
Which brings us back to that million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Can IBM really reclaim their status as, you know, a tech titan? What do you think?
Well, it's definitely not going to be easy.
No.
The tech landscape is so competitive these days, and there are a lot of companies fighting for the top spot in these new and emerging areas.
That's true. But IBM does have some things going for them.
Yeah.
You know, they have this long history of innovation,
right,
a global reach, a deep understanding of what businesses need, and they're generating a ton of cash.
That's right.
Which gives them, you know, the flexibility to make those big moves.
Those are all really valuable assets. And I think at the end of the day, their success really comes down to how well they execute their strategy and how they deal with all the challenges that will inevitably pop up.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. But it's definitely an exciting time to be watching IBM.
Absolutely. They're definitely a company in transition.
Yeah.
And I think other companies that are going through similar transformations could learn a lot from watching how this plays out.
I agree. And for everyone listening,
yeah,
you know, I think the key takeaway here is that even these big established companies like IBM have to adapt and evolve to stay relevant.
Right.
You know, it's a reminder that the tech world is constantly changing, and the companies that embrace change are the ones that are going to thrive.
That's right.
Well, this has been really fascinating. I always love digging into these earnings reports.
Me too.
And trying to figure out what it all means. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into IBM's Q3 2024 earnings report.
It's been a pleasure.
Always great to chat with you. And to everyone listening out there, we encourage you to go check out the sources for yourself. Form your own conclusions. You know, there's a lot to unpack here. And the real insights come from exploring the details and, you know, really thinking critically about all this information.
Absolutely. That's what makes this so interesting. You know, it's not just about the headlines. It's about going deeper and developing your own informed perspective.
Exactly. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
See you next time.
This is The Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.